بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا الله تبارك وتعالى in the Quran Kareem through surahs which are short, easy to memorize, oft repeated, blesses the ummah with an advice, a message. And that message is heard so many times. The problem is many of us do not connect with Quran on account of not knowing the meaning. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala allowed that to happen, that this Quran is a miracle, it's a gift. It was the entire life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was the purpose of his coming. His nubuwa started with Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. And when the last verse was revealed, then that was the end of his life. 23 years were devoted to bring this Quran, which is a combination of both word and meaning. Allah Ta'ala brought this Quran over 1400 years unchanged right to us. It is indeed said that a time came that there are some people in the world who are unable to read Quran at all. Allah saved us from that. Then there are those people who can read a little Quran, but there was no system available for them to memorize Quran. Allah blessed us with that we see our children memorizing Quran. Then there were those who knew Quran, but they would never read well. There was no system of tajweed. Allah blessed our children that when they read Quran, they read it so well. Then there were those who learned Quran with tajweed, but they were not introduced to the science of the different qiraat. That knowledge also Allah brought. But every time for something to happen, there's a little effort that we have to make. When the treasure is buried right by you, to get it now, you'll have to do a little digging. For us to relate with Quran, we have to be ready to make one step forward now. You don't have to go look for a teacher. Teachers now come looking for you. Allah has brought so many systems in the world at the moment. The moment we are ourselves engaged in trying to develop a system. So great progress has been made. But on the phone you have two types of gadgets. You get an Android and an iPhone. On the Android it has worked. So on the Play Store you can just download an app. It's called Spiritual Light. And this has been made to teach the person who's at home slightly how to understand Quran. And inshallah, we have hope in the next 1 month, it will be allowed on Apple stores also. The surah that was recited by the boy, the main focus of the surah is this verse, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, that it is us that made man so unique. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ, but remember, it will be us who's going to take man downhill also. Before explaining that verse, we will speak a little bit of who our role model in Islam is. And what was their attitude and how they took to Quran and how their lives were modeled around Quran. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is praising the people of the ummah, or a trait in the ummah, and the one who has that trait, he's really a person of the ummah. He would say, "Inna likulli deenin khulqa." Every nation had their own special trait. For some it was power and might. For some it was tall in height. For some it was the ability to carve out from mountains. That was for nations. And then every deen had a special trait. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then says, وَخُلُقُ الْإِسْلَامِ الْحَيَاءِ, the special trait of my faith Islam, total submission, is when there is total modesty. Islam means submit. total submission is known as Islam. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. When Almighty Allah said to Ibrahim a.s. submit, he said, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I have submitted. In submitting, if the command was now given, the knife on the throat of your son, he submitted. If the command was given, leave your child and the mother of the child in a barren area, where you perhaps you will never see them alive after, he submitted. When the command was, you're going to be thrown in the fire, he submitted. Command was, leave your land and go all alone, walking from Iraq all the way into Sham, all alone. Only with his wife and a nephew, no one to protect him, he submitted. Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. Total submission in Islam is when it comes to do with total modesty, al-haya. Every person will love to be noticed, will love to be seen. The Statue of Liberty, when it was established in the United States, it was built in France and then brought to the United States. It was a message to the world. Statue of Liberty means Lady Liberty. That the period has now come in life and we will promote it. We means the United States and all those countries linked with them. And because they were going to be the currency on who the world was going to be based, the United States dollar. So their talk was going to be a talk for the whole world. Lady Liberty announced to the world, at the bottom of the Statue of Liberty, there's like chains. Those chains are broken. There's something written there which means, give me your slaves, I'll set them all free. Either the country is saying that or the devil is saying that to Allah. That these were your slaves, I want to make them mine. You put them in slavery, I'll set them free. But indeed to be the slave of Almighty Allah is the honor of the people of Iman. We don't want to get free from Allah's slavery in this world. Because freedom from slavery is going towards the fire of Jahannam. He who loves and dies as the slave of Allah will be the king of the year after. 60 or 70 days, 70 years of slavery for eternity in enjoyments where you will be the king and queen is much, much better than having a few days of freedom. And thereafter the devil will not be able to help at all. The devil will say, you free with your body to do what you want, it's your body. The surah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. It is us that made you. The devil never ever claimed he made the body because he can't prove that claim. The most that he can put in front through his systems that he has established is, I will help you to keep your body spick and span. I will help you to look gorgeous and amazing. I will help you to stand out in front of everyone. I will get you those creams that will keep you young and vibrant for a few more days. But when he's asked, did you make the body? He had absolutely no share and he won't even say yes. The most he will say is, I'll help you to keep it. Keep it what? Tight. How can the body of an individual stay tight? With old age, it has to get loose. With pregnancy, it gets loose. With birth, it gets loose. It is in Jannah that the body will forever be tight. The figure will always be how you want it. The devil can promise, every promise of his is lies. Look at the world, we fell in his slavery. They put on so much of makeup in their days where they are gorgeous. They will never show themselves when old age hits. Because when it hits them, it hits so terrible that they look so smart just a few years ago. But the side effects of those makeups destroyed them completely. Destroyed them completely. The devil can never promise that you're not going to get old. Almighty Allah says, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ. Remember, we made the body. and we telling you we're going to make the body go downhill. No matter how much the devil is system will try to keep it fresh, young, you must not die. Almighty Allah says, where we gave life from the beginning, we're telling you we're going to give death. He never gave that life. But the statue of Liberty, Lady Liberty, lifts up a flame. Look at that statue. Think of that statue. Give me your slaves, I'll set them free. She lifts up a flame. There's a flame in her hand. To say, I submitted to the fire. I submitted to the fire to make myself free. Lady Liberty means my body. Liberty, I am free to do with my body what I like. It's my body. Who I want to show it to, I will show it. You can't stop me. Who I want to meet with, I will meet. I will talk. If I want to be in a protected environment of a marriage, I'll be. If I don't want to be, I'll do what I want. It's my phone. It's my privacy. It's my body. It's my life. Today they call it humanism, which is the stepping stone for Satanism. Lady Liberty did not become a humanist. She said, I am free to do with my body what I like. But she lifted up the fire immediately. Which means I am also the slave now of the fire. You have to be someone's slave. You are either the slave of Allah, and Allah is Rahman. Or you are the slave of the devil and his system, and they are the most deceiving. But the devil will invite you, but the day when the punishment will come, he'll be the first to desert you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and every faith has a certain trait, the faith of my Islam. Islam means total submission. He said, the trait of the seer is al-haya, total modesty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter, Fatima, she has two titles. Title number one, Zahra. Zahra means the flower. Beautiful flower. Indeed, she was the most beautiful in this world. She was the daughter of the most handsome of the creation of Allah. Her second title, however, is Batul. Batul was also the title of Maryam radiallahu anha, the mother of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Batul means one who has totally cut herself off from this world. Az-Zahida. So you're having Az-Zahra, you're having Az-Zahida. She is the beauty, the flower of the world. And at the same time, she has totally divorced herself from the world. She taught the daughters of the Ummah, you can be a combination of two opposites. And in that is your unique nature. Her father, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was a combination of opposites. She learnt it from him. She wanted us to learn it from her. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a combination. He was the king of all kings, and at the same time he was the greatest of all slaves. King of all kings. Nusirtu bir ru'bi masirata kada wa kada. The king's far away, he says, even they in the fear of me shake. The king of Rome said, as long as he's alive, do not take your soldiers there. He had the mighty Roman Empire. Don't you dare. The king of Persia said to his people, go and arrest him. They come to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He looks at them and smiles. He said, come tomorrow. They say, we have never heard something. What do you mean come tomorrow? We have come to arrest you. Do you want us to bring our armies and destroy everyone? He says, come tomorrow. He says it in such a word, they cannot say anything. They are like the FBI of that era. They come to arrest someone. He looks at that person and says, come tomorrow. Corrupt with that awe. The next day, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to them, last night my Allah destroyed your Lord. He said, what are you saying? Are you saying Kisra? Immediately they write to the man who sent them. When the letter reaches him, he looks at the date and he looks at the letter. When the news reached him of the death of Kisra, he says, this has to be a Nabi of Allah. Nusirtu bi Ru'ub, king of kings, slave of slaves. They said to him, the normal Arab said, I eat when I eat. But when you eat, you look like a slave when you eat. How are you sitting like this? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I am the slave of my Allah. I eat like a slave. I pray like a slave. He had the wealth of the world ready to make his khidmah. Combination of opposites. He said, I chose one day to have food and one day to go hungry. So one day I will thank Allah and one day I will be patient. He had the victories of Badr. And he had the sad days of Uhud. Combination of opposites. The wealth of the world and his house was the poorest of all houses. Fatima radiallahu anha was a combination. She was the most beautiful of all flowers. Yet she stayed away from the entire world. Is it possible to have beauty contained? Is it possible to have beauty not noticed by everyone? Fatima al-Zahra al-Batul showed it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 35 years old when Aisha Fatima radiallahu anha was born. So on the age of 5, she sees the era of Nubuwa. She passes away a few months after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the era of Nubuwa is 23 years. 5 years before that is the birth of Fatima radiallahu anha. She does not even see the days of 40 years. When she's 28, 29 years old, she leaves this world. She was the flower and her blossom will take place in Jannah, where she will be the queen of all the women in Jannah. What was Batul? How did she divorce herself from the world? That she must not be seen by those who are not meant to see her. She must be enjoyed by those who are meant to enjoy her. She was the apple of the eye of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He could not return from a journey where everyone else in this world, when they come home from a very far journey, first they want to go to their wife first. For Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first it was the masjid. And thereafter it was his daughter Fatima radiallahu anha. And thereafter it was his wives. The apple of the eye. To be enjoyed by those who she was meant for. For her father. For her husband. For her children. When the time of her marriage comes, which sahabi would not be ready to marry? And how naturally a father would say, I want piety and I want wealth. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam searched for piety and he turned away from wealth. Many sahaba radiallahu anhu brought proposals. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not reply. Ali radiallahu anhu was a man of a little wealth. He was too shy. He had grown up in the house of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was his cousin. But so to say, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam adopted him. Where Fatima radiallahu anha was born 5 years before Nubuwa, Ali radiallahu anha was born 10 years before Nubuwa. So he saw the birth of Fatima radiallahu anha in front of him also. He also perhaps cared for her as a 5 year old, to like a young sister. But because of having no wealth, this is not the place I go and put Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a difficulty. Oh Ali, why did you propose? Somebody else has to say to Ali radiallahu anhu, do you not understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is waiting for you? Waiting for you. He has nothing but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he taught the world how to be a mother and a father. He had nothing but he had himself. The value of your son-in-law or daughter-in-law is not what's around them, is the individual himself or herself. Things that are around come and go. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was looking for the boy. He was not looking for what the boy comes with. In the ending, when they go into the house, they go with hardly anything. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives Fatima radiallahu anha a velvet garment, a water skin, a pillow stuffed with grass, a grinder, a leather skin, two jars. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes to see the couple. He says, bring water. He performs wuzu. The water drips as he's performing. That water is gathered. He then takes little of that water. He sprinkles it on Ali radiallahu anhu and he says, O Allah, bless them. Bestow blessings upon them. Bless their offspring. Allah tabarak ta'ala blesses them with four beautiful children, Hassan and Hussein, Zainab and Umm Kulthum radiallahu anhum. The highlight of this union, and it was only through this progeny, look at that dua, he said, bless them, bestow blessings on them, bless their offspring. The progeny of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where normally everyone else's progeny goes through a son, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's progeny lasted in the world through his daughter. It's very hard to trace a lineage through a daughter. You trace it through a son. Lineage through a daughter is forgotten. Because everyone remembers who's the father. No one worries of who's the mother. But the world were going to take honor 1,400 years later. If you ask, are you a Sayyid? The man says, I'm a Sayyid. So are you from the progeny? You traced it. The world forgot their progenies. Everyone forgot a normal progeny going through father, son. A progeny going through a daughter was remembered in the entire world. The Sayyid will say, I have the Sanad, I have memorized it. I can tell you everyone going up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Progeny is protected. It was through this highlight of this. The feat in this union of theirs was simplicity and modesty. And because of both of these, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say that Fatima is a part of me. Aisha radiallahu anha would say, I have not seen anyone who resembled Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more in his ways, in his manners, in his etiquette. The way he stood, the way he sat, I have not seen anyone who resembled him more than his daughter Fatima radiallahu anha. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the epitome of simplicity, she was also. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on the highest levels of modesty, she was also. They describe Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's modest nature right till the ending. He said it seemed like how a virgin girl becomes extremely modest when it's going to be the first time she will meet with her husband. How modest she is at that time. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout his life, whenever they found him, he had that modesty. Fatima radiallahu anha's modesty, simplicity and modesty. A level of simplicity, it's hard to understand. You might cringe. Ali radiallahu anhu later on the demise of his beloved wife Fatima radiallahu anha, most likely he would say, I married Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She and I had no furnishings apart from the skin of a ram on which we slept at night and placed fodder on it for the camel during the day. Let me repeat this wording. This is our bedroom. Think of your bedroom. What height of simplicity. She did not expect her daughters to ever reach her where she was. She's beyond us all. Queen of Jannah. But she wanted to set a tone for the world. That if you're desirous of something, if it's your body is going to get old and die. Allah already told you. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ But as for the one who believes and now turns their life towards a life of goodness, Almighty Allah says their reward will never cut it. It won't be cut in this world. You might get old and a time comes you can't perform salah nicely. You're feeling so bad. Allah said, I won't cut your reward. Comes in the hadith, the angel is told, write for my servant what my servant would do when my servant was healthy and well. When my servant was at home, not on server, write it. How can I cut his reward now? And then when you go in the grave, you will see the fruits of the reward. When the windows of Jannah will open, you'll see the fruits of that reward. When you will stand on the plains of Hashar, you will see it. When you will be drinking from Kausar, you will see it. When you're standing at the scales, you're going to see it. When you have to cross the Sirat, you're going to see it. And when Allah opens the doors of Jannah, you're definitely going to see it. Ajrun, a reward which will never get cut. As for this body, we only got about 50 years really in it to enjoy. And from that 50 years, we become baligh at the age of 15. And the ummah's lifespan is 60 to 63. Those that survive after 63, they already retired. That's the time where even if they want to enjoy, you can't enjoy. Natural maturity comes at that time. You don't want to. Your real exam is from the age of 15 till the age of 50. In that short space of time, you are not going to find a body that never gets cut. It's got body that's going downhill. Few days of sabr. This is the bedroom of the Queen of Jannah. He says, we had nothing but the skin of a ram. I would put this down and we would sleep on it during the night. But in the day I would take the skin and the food of the camel would be placed on it. The camel would eat from it. I would then clean out the skin later on. And at night again we would sleep on the skin. As for her modesty and the height she reached, she passed away on a Monday, the 3rd of Ramadan, in the 11th year of the Hijri between Maghrib and Isha. Before her death, she was found very worried, Asma bint Umais radiallahu anha, the wife of Abu Bakr radiallahu anha, and later on the wife of Ali radiallahu anha. She notices Fatima radiallahu anha, she was the one looking after her. Abu Bakr radiallahu anha's wife, Asma bint Umais. She's looking after Fatima radiallahu anha in those last days. She's looking after Hassan and Hussein. Fatima radiallahu anha is very worried. She mentions that my whole life, I ensured that the eye of a man who is not mine did not fall upon me. But now when I die, I got no power over my body. People will be lowering me into my grave. Others will be standing around. Although I'll be covered with a cloth, but still the shape of my body will be seen. She was not happy with this. Asma bint Umais radiallahu anha says that I heard about this. In a certain land they do. And that is what we have nowadays. It was the mashara of Asma bint Umais. That we will have a covering that will be put above that. There was fresh palm leaves used. A cloth. What today normally a girl, a woman is buried. That they have first a cloth which the men are holding and then she is put under that cloth so no eye of a man sees her. The first mashara of this was given by Asma bint Umais to Fatima radiallahu anha. Of a similar nature, it pleased her so much, she was now so happy. We worry when I die, what's going to happen to my children? She was worried when I die, will someone be looking at my body? The mother of modesty. May Allah Tabarakallah allow us to take inspiration. There is no need to go into detail of how far you have to go in modesty. Allah has blessed everyone with an ability to understand. Fatima radiallahu anha's death itself gave the lesson of modesty to the woman of the world. As for teaching it verbally, that was the job of Aisha radiallahu anha. She was the beauty of the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Aisha. She was the most beloved of all his wives. His heart was attached to her the most. She also took from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the earliest of ages. She was only 18 when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes away. From there, verbally, she's going to teach the ummah the lessons of simplicity and modesty. With regards to simplicity, some women from Banu Tamim come to Aisha radiallahu anha. They are wearing clothing which is very thin, revealing in nature. Aisha radiallahu anha speaks, and you can understand the power, because this was a woman blessed with modesty of very high levels. In kuntunna mu'minat, she says, O woman, if you are really believers, فَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِلِبَاسِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, then understand this is not the clothing of believing woman. وَإِن كُنْتُنَّ غَيْرَ مُؤْمِنَاتِ, and if you're just coming here, you got a Muslim name, but you are not a believer, she said, then enjoy life. Then I can't stop you, it's your life. It was a day of a nikah. The girl was brought to Aisha radiallahu anha to ask for duas. She had on a scarf. She was going to go out and people were going to see her. The scarf was meant to cover her. But her scarf was now inviting. Aisha radiallahu anha said, do you not believe in Surah An-Nur? Imra'atun talbasu hadha. A woman wears clothing like this. It was these few words of hers which would change the girls around her. A blind tabi'i comes to ask a question from Aisha radiallahu anha. She would teach the children of Medina Munawwara. To ensure she could teach them, they would be encouraged that when your child is born, get them breastfed by the family girls of Aisha radiallahu anha so that they could become foster, like to say nephews and grandchildren of her. So for them there was no parda, she would teach them directly. However, that did not happen, she taught by the veil. She knew how to control her voice, she knew how to talk. A blind tabi'i comes, she says, lift up the veil. Someone says to her, don't you know he's blind? Aisha radiallahu anha says, we were taught this, that we are not blind. How he must not look at us, we must also not stay at him. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ, and say to the believing woman, you also look down. Surah An-Nur, which he said, do you not believe in the surah? A believing woman dressing like this. We have a website which is titled spirituallight.org.za. In this there's an audio section. In the audio section you will find a series of about 6 lectures given which is titled Surah An-Nur. Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, teach your woman Surah An-Nur. So these 6 lectures were made, it was delivered in front of men. Men were also the audience addressed, women are also being addressed in the surah. In the surah it is where Allah Tabarakala say to the woman, drop your gaze. And in this surah where Allah Tabarakala orders that do not be revealing in nature except to those who are meant for you, you are meant for them. And then it is, even if you covered, but let that not which is hidden make such a sound that it invites people to start thinking, I wonder what's behind the veil. Then it came with your voice, nothing of yours must be exposed. Amazing the surah is, how it takes the girl, the woman. What levels, and in honor Almighty Allah is saying, oh my slave, and now do this, oh my slave, and do this. And then right at the top, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers, now is really the time to return to Allah. how he'd end it. Because sometimes you might say, I think now it's too hard. My body. Allah Ta'ala said, not yours, it's mine. Come back to you, Allah. When we're going to die, this body is definitely going to Allah. Mubarak to the individual who while alive can give this body to Allah. The Statue of Liberty stands tall. And she lifted up the flame to say, my body, my life. No, she said, my body for the fire. I submitted to the fire and this body will now burn in the fire. As for the believer submitted by making sajda. She stood high and she put a fire above her. Our submission is where the body which is standing high falls to the ground. And it says, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. If anyone is high, it's only my Allah. If anyone has no fault, it's only my Allah and he's mine. Glory be to my Allah who is the most high. When I'll make sajda, you make sajda. That is called the highest level of submission. Body has submitted, the tongue has submitted, the heart has submitted. When the body submits every day in sajda, it is now come the time for the body to submit. وَخُلُقُ الْإِسْلَامِ And the trait of my Islam, the trait of total submission is al-haya, total modesty. Allah Tabarakullah bless it. It is for the men of the ummah. It is for the women of the ummah. It is for the young of the ummah. It is for the old of the ummah. Allah Tabarakullah allow the men to walk on the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allow the women to walk on the path of his most beloved daughter. His most beloved wife, radiyallahu anhun. Allah tabarakallah make everything easy. Let every one of us be able. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ All of you together, O believers, now is the time to return to Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ And then you will find every level of success. وَسَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ يَجْمَعِينَ والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم